Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If economists were looking for big headlines from the Federal Reserve meeting this week, they didn't really get them. Because on the issue of interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said they are staying the same for now.
Inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Let's get more with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and chief economics correspondent. Ali, why, oh why, is inflation so stubborn?
You know, there are two things going on here. One is that our inflation target of 2% is actually generally thought to be lower than it should be. We might actually be okay with where we are at 3%, but that's not what the Fed has historically said. So they can't change the goalposts in the middle of the game. So inflation's around 3%. They'd like it at 2%. The good news is that wages are increasing ahead of inflation, but that's also potentially a cause. We've got low unemployment. We've got higher wages. Some people are spending more on things. Things like apartments continue to be, rent continues to be very expensive. Insurance continues to be very expensive. So we're not seeing it all in the same places, but inflation is a basket of things measured together. And as a basket, it's still higher than it should be. It's not entirely clear why, but the simplest reason is that the economy is doing pretty well right now. And that is sometimes a consequence of a strong economy. You get a bit of inflation.
Well, the expectation was that the Fed would be cutting rates several times this year, and that would make things more affordable if you wanted to buy a car or a new house. But it's May. There have been no rate cuts. How hard is this economy to predict, Ali?
Well, you know, assuming that Jay Powell, you take him at his word, that they'd like inflation closer to 2%, they're just not going to commit to those cuts until they see that. And we're not seeing it at the moment. They thought they would do that. And then in March, the inflation data came out. It wasn't what they thought it would be. It was higher than they thought. So we thought we might get 3 rate cuts in total this year. Now we're wondering whether there might be 2. I spoke to an economist the other day who said maybe 1, if any at all. There's some hope that it might come in September. There's another hope that it might come in November. Obviously, as you get close to the election, there start to be conversations about whether it's political. So the bottom line is right now, there's nothing to look forward to in terms of rate cuts. And until we see some difference in inflation, until we see it coming down and trending down, they're not going to do it.
Related to all this, there was news this week from Starbucks and a couple other fast food industry giants that demand is falling. Here's McDonald's chief financial officer Ian Borden on the company's earnings call this week.
Clearly, everybody's fighting for fewer consumers, and we've got to make sure we've got that street fighting mentality to win, irregardless of the context around us.
What do you make of this news, Ali? I mean, are these companies good barometers for what's going on out there?
Well, they're interesting. I mean, quick service restaurants, the cost of eating at them rose 5% in March compared with a year earlier. Now, generally speaking, wages are up, but they're not up 5%. Fast food is actually increasing in price faster than groceries are. So if you're feeling the pinch of inflation, you're going to start to make the choice to at least buy groceries as opposed to coffee on the go or McDonald's or things like that. McDonald's actually missed their quarterly earnings estimates. Part of what these places are doing is they're trying to get back into a value menu. So McDonald's is going to create a new nationwide value menu. Starbucks is launching an update of their app. It'll have more opportunities to access discounts and things like that. I think it's specific. I don't think it's a great barometer for inflation, but it's definitely one place where inflation is causing a change in customer behavior.
Ali Velshi, thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.